Sivri to Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivri Savli, Daf Kuf. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, by the second Mishnah, Shema Dayanim. Shema Dayanim, Shepach Ashtus or Shehoisishtus, Machron Batal. If based in assessed property to sell, to feed the orphans or widow, for six more or a sixth less than the actual value, the sale is void. Shema Gamlil, Machron Kayim, Im Kain Makayach Besin Yofen. Shema Gamlil say, the sale still stands, if means if it was void, Beis Din would be weak. Avlim Asu, Igeris Bikayris, Afilim Machu, Shavim Mana Vimasayim, or Shavim Masal Mimana, Machon Kayim. If a letter of Bikayris, which is that the property is for sale, was made, even if property was sold for double or half the value, the sale still stands. And the Gemara says, Tumadat Alma Behejit, Bekalka Adshlish, Metaltalin Adshtus, Bedekavasar, Behektish, Bekalka Adshtus, Metaltalin Ad Yudbeis. The Gemara says, just like you say about a commoner, for land there's no oinah until the overcharge of a third, and from a taltalin to a sixth, and correspondingly in hekdush for land until a sixth, and from a taltalin until a twelfth. Taman taninan shumadei haisoimim shloshim yoim shum hekdush shishim yoim umachuizim mabayke uva'erev. The Mishnah teaches elsewhere that the hachvaza, which means period during which Beis Din publicly announces the selling property, of orphans is 30 days, the hachwaza of hekdush is 60 days, and Beis Din announces in the morning and the evening. Olam ha-shloshim, why is it 30 days for orphans? V'deliyafos kolicham shel yosemim. If in order to give the orphans greater power, perhaps they'll get a better price. The achuiza yoseh, or they should announce more then. Ha-shloshim ad miyafo kolicham mikam ve'elech ad maria kolicham. Until 30 days you give them greater power, but from 30 days and onwards you weaken their power, when buyers see that no one is offering more, they will track their previous offers. For Omar after Hekdish Kain, they should say the same also for 30 days for Hekdish. Shnihi Hekdish Shad Tofes Rishon Rishon. Hekdish is different because he sees every first, means anyone who offers more than all those that preceded him cannot attract unless someone else offers more. Yechrizu La'ilam, what they should announce without end, Hekdish can only gain. Dayo Lehekdish Shehe Kiflayim Behejit. And says it suffices for Hekdish to be twice as long as a commoner. Amav Yudan min madat amal shniyehi hekdush shatofes rishon rishon hada amav shim yimsu shuman she'ein machzirin u'machlitin. Rav Yudan explains that since you say that hekdush is different, for you seize everyone, every first one, this teaches that for orphans the highest bidder can retract, so if they find one who agrees to give back their assessment, they don't return to announce more, rather we finalize and he gets it. U'machrizim babayikir ba'erev, v'yisiyas they announce in the morning and the evening, when workers go out and return from work, they say the field and its simana, means its borders. Rav Yosi says the Mishnahs, when they did not find one who agrees to give like their assessment, if they found, immediately we finalize without further assessment. And we support it from our Mishnah, if based on assessed property for a sixth more or less than the actual value, the sale is void. And we can infer that because they deducted from or added to the actual value. If they found, like their assessment, then we finalize. Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Mana, why do you say that our Mishnah discusses when they did not announce? Perhaps it's only after they announced. Mindabasar Elim Kane Asu Igeris Bikayus, the answer is, says the Mana, it's from the Sefer where it says unless they made a letter of Bikayus. Now Igeris Bikayus, what is a letter of Bikayus? Rabbi Barpazi Oma Achraza. Rabbi Barpazi says it is announcement. And I should say Tani Avodim Meshvachis Hishtoris Metaltalin Einlahem Igeris Bikayus. The Baisa teaches that male and female slaves, documents of Metaltalin, don't have a letters of Bikayus. Ulabash Yishmo Oma Avodim shle yibuchu v'shtari u'metaltalim shle yignu. Rabbi Shmuel said that slaves don't have a letter of Bikayus lest they flee if they know they're going to be sold. Documents of metaltalim do not lest they be stolen. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen bar Koyen Rabbi Yosi leis hada amma sha'eved nifter v'shloisha. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen asked Rabbi Yosi, does this not teach that slaves are redeemed through three? If they needed 10, this would cause publicity and they would flee. Amalei in Rabbi Yosi says, yes, you're correct. Amalei v'ataninan uv'kalkois teisha v'koyin v'adam kli yotze b'hem. Abba Bakoyan asked, well, the Mishnah that teaches that pidyon of land needs nine and a koyan, and a person is like land. Amalei Adam Shekein Ben Chayunu. Rav Yossi answered that the person here in our Mishnah is a free man, he requires 10, there's no concern lest he flee. Haranya Bar Shilme B'Shem Rav Asa Uvda Kaim Rebbe Bar Mirvda Mirvda Karabonon. Haranya Bar Shilme, quoting of Acha, said that a case occurred in front of Rebbe, and he wanted to rule like Rabbonon, who said that if based on erred in their evaluation, the sale is butter. Amaloi, Rav Loza Ben Palta, Ben Benosha, Rav Loza Ben Palta, Leikenu Notenu B'Shem V'Kencha, I should say, Imkein Ma Koich based in Yafer. Rav Ben Palta, the grandson of Rav Ben Palta, said to Rebbe, didn't you teach us the name of your grandfather, that if so, based on his power, is not strong? The Kibla, the Chazabei, the Avad, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe accepted this and retracted and ruled, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that the sale stands.